Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And Joshy's biggest fan.
It's nice to see Josh at the big boy table. Thank you, everybody. Keep up the good work, Josh.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, Tony Wendorf & Associates, and Smart 18 Union.
Adam Schefter is brought to us by our friends at Tony Wendorf & Associates, just like the moves made in the pros. Tony Wendorf & Associates, First Weber Group, help people make their own big moves every day. Trust and knowledge, superior service. They're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. Always love catching up with Adam Schefter each and every Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, gentlemen. What is going on?
I think we're
trying to stay positive here.
Still licking the wounds a little bit after the Micah Parsons injury. How tough is that for the NFL to see two of their top stars in Patrick Mahomes and Micah Parsons go down on the same day with an ACL injury?
You know, I'll say this. On Sunday afternoon, Mahomes goes down. I'm making a bunch of calls. I always like to just sit back and watch the games. Sometimes work beckons. Hopefully that's not the case. On this particular Sunday, unfortunately, it was. So I'm on the phone, I'm making calls, I'm kind of watching the games as I'm on the phone, and all of a sudden I see Mike, and I'm like, oh my God, this guy just tore his ACL. Oh my God. Like, you knew it right away. You knew it right away.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Especially once they showed that end zone camera with his knee bending the way it bent. Like, you knew without a doubt.
And then, like, a few minutes later, Puka went down. Now, fortunately, that turned out to be nothing. Puka Nacua, and then Davante Adams went. Yep. I'm like, what's on here? Like, now, some of those obviously were way more catastrophic than others. But any day that you lose Patrick Mahomes and Micah Parsons, two of the single best players in the National Football League, two of the best athletes in the world, that's a dark day. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care what else happens that day. It's hard to muster the excitement that Buffalo's back in it and the Rams are playing great football and the Broncos won their 11th straight. Like, it just casts a cloud over everything to me. It's sad.
Adam, after losing clearly his best player, you think these next three games are going to be an audition for Jeff Hafley in a head coaching job? You think they'll hold it against him if he doesn't do well here?
No, I think he's a head coaching candidate, period, no matter what happens these remaining three games. Mm-hmm. And go in and knock somebody's socks off, or he's not. And they're going to really like him, or they're not. But he's going to be a candidate that I think is one of the central candidates. Doesn't mean he gets a job. He might, he might not. I don't need anything in the final three games or the postseason to change my mind about the fact that there's somebody who gets it, who, again, will be a head coach at some point in the future.
Adam, as we continue to kind of gear up and get closer to that 2031 deadline for the CBA, everybody was always assumed in the NFL, once you added a 17th game, it almost felt like a formality of, okay, eventually they're going to add an 18th game. But do you think, again, kind of going back to, and it's not just Micah and it's not just Patrick Mahomes, but this year, 309 players placed on IR through 15 weeks of the regular season. Last year it was 319, and that's way up from 2023 when it was 274 through this many games of the season. Do you think there's any chance the players band together and can actually unify and try to push back on an 18th game? Or is that just going to be a foregone conclusion? That the 18th game is going to come.
I've always thought that it was a foregone conclusion. Again, I think it merits discussion. I think all your points are valid. The injury concerns are fair. When you're coming off a week like this, you say, we're going to do this again for an extra week?
Yeah.
Really? But here's what's going to happen in the end. There's going to be so much money involved. Mm-hmm. And they're going to amp the schedule. And Chewy, just think about when you were a player. If I had come along to you, let's just say, member of the NFL or the NFLPA, and I come to you and I say, okay, under the current structure, you're playing 17 games and getting one bye week. Okay, here's the deal. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to make it 18 games, but you're going to have two bye weeks, and there's going to be a lot more money. Would you do 18 and 2 over 17 and 1 with a lot of money. And I think
it's all about the money, Adam, right? Especially if there's a lot of it.
Right?
Yeah. But Adam, how do they adjust contracts though? Let's say, you know, because I sign a contract to play 17 games and it's a 3-year deal. The next year it goes to 18 games. How does that work contractually?
That's a very forward-thinking question, but we're talking about something for 2031. We're in the year 2025, and we're not there yet.
Sure.
Right? I think there'll probably start to be clauses that say that this gets prorated over time so that if you're getting paid, I'm making this up, $17 million a year, it becomes $8 million.
Oh, I
over
get
an 18
I
game.
You. I got you. Okay.
That's what. In fact, it'd be very simple for them to just say, retroactive, all contracts will be adjusted pro rata, if there's such a word that exists, I don't even know. And again, to use my $17 million analogy, because it's nice and simple and rounded out for all of us idiots, like, okay, the 17-game season just became 18 games. You just made 1/17th or 1/18th more. We're going to adjust you $1 million, right?
Yeah, sure. I got you.
Adam Schefter brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino, premier resort destination, largest north of Milwaukee. With everything you like to do in one awesome location, visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today. There's a huge game tomorrow night in the NFC. You have Rams, Seahawks. You mentioned Devontae, former Green Bay Packer, kind of tweaked the hamstring in their win over the Lions on Sunday. What are the chances he plays, and how big could that be? Because the number one seed, again, the winner of that division, it's kind of like it was in the North last year, Adam. Now, this game ended up happening in Week 18 for the NFC North last year, where the winner gets that number one seed in a bye, and the loser falls all the way down to the wild card. A lot on the line tomorrow. Do you think Devontae is going to be able to go?
My guess is no, but I don't think it's out of the question just yet. I don't think he'll be out there in the end. I think it's ambitious to ask a guy that aggravated his hamstring injury on Sunday to play Thursday night, but it's a huge game with huge stakes, and he's a tough guy. And I saw Rashee Rice on a Sunday go down with a hamstring injury at the end of the game. He couldn't walk, and then he's playing Thanksgiving Day against Dallas, right? So my guess today would be no, he doesn't play, but let's see how the next 24 hours go.
Adam, who's the best team in the AFC? I mean, Denver, you know, had a nice win for their resume, and that's the best probably their offense has played, and especially Bo Nix, all year. Would you say they're the top dog? Or Buffalo's looks good with their win over New England?
Here's what I would say to that. I don't know if there's one team that stands out above the others. So to me, I can make an argument for Denver. I can make an argument for New England. I can make an argument for Buffalo because it has the best player in football. Mm-hmm. And I can make an argument for Houston with its defense. I can make an argument for Houston. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I think it's pretty wide open. And it's interesting, and I talked about this in my podcast today, but I always say fantasy football and fantasy golf and fantasy sports, they mean nothing and they mean everything. Isn't that right, Gabe?
Yep.
That and power rankings.
No, those mean nothing. Okay, fantasy sports mean nothing and they mean everything because the people who play them, I'm just telling you, it is the most important thing in the world at that time. I feel very similar about Josh Allen in this sense. He's got the easiest path he's ever had to the Super Bowl because there's no Mahomes and no Burrow, maybe no Lamar. But he's got the toughest path he's ever had because he's probably going to have to win 3 straight road games. So it's the easiest and the fancy means nothing and everything. It's the easiest and it's the best analogy I could use at this point in time with Josh Allen. And there have been 2 other quarterbacks this century, 2 that have taken wild card teams to the Super Bowl. Do you know those 2 quarterbacks? Got a guess for me?
Okay, so what was the first part of it? What was the first qualifier?
2 quarterbacks this century have led their teams to the Super Bowl, the wild card route. 2 of them.
So what would that be? Aaron Rodgers and Eli?
Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady.
What year was Brady?
With Tampa.
With Tampa. They didn't win the division that year. They didn't win the division that year, Chu, when they came into Green Bay and won.
Oh, I was thinking New England. Yeah, wow. That's good trivia.
Anyway, the point is, you're talking about Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, like all-time greats. Does Josh Allen fit with us? He does.
That would certainly launch him up there. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, one of his pals, Alan Lazard, no longer a Jet. Is anybody going to try to pick him up for a stretch run, or do you think Alan Lazard just kind of hangs out there?
I hadn't even checked. I mean, Alan Lazard, maybe a steal. Okay. I mean, you know, on the list of things you could have asked me, I was not expecting.
You were not expecting Alan Lazard?
I mean, if it's anywhere, it's Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, I guess that's what I assumed. Yeah. I mean, he's been one of A-Rod's guys before.
I thought you'd ask me about Josh before you'd ask me about Alan Lazard here, but whatever.
Adam, since you're wearing the shirt, with all that's gone on at Michigan, are you hearing anything on potential candidates for the next head coach?
I do not have any specific knowledge at all, but I've heard the same names that everybody else does. Like, you hear a lot of Kalen DeBoer talk. You hear a lot of Kenny Dillingham talk. You hear a lot of Clark Lee talk. All I could say is I think in the end, it'll be one of those guys. I don't know which one, but...
Why are they trying to get DeBoer out of Alabama? He was up the Penn State job and now the Michigan job. I mean, isn't Alabama the place to be?
Again, this is not my jurisdiction. These questions are better off being answered by Pete Thamel. But from what I gather, didn't it sound like that if Kalen DeBoer didn't win the Iron Bowl against Auburn, that there was a chance he was going to be out?
Correct.
It didn't sound. Isn't that right?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? So I don't know. I don't know how firm his standing is in Alabama.
Okay.
So if there's a program like Michigan that wants you and you can go get out before, you know, you're tossed out. Yeah. And by the way, like I think it's as much that as anything else from what I gather. My outside perspective.
Adam, before we let you go, because we won't be talking to you next Wednesday, we will not have a show on Christmas Eve. Do you have any holiday traditions in the Schefter household that you guys try to do?
Yeah, always work. Always work for Christmas. Always work for New Year's. Always work for...
Okay, so work. Work is that's the tradition, the holiday tradition for Adam Schefter.
It never fails. It's an amazing thing. I've done this job since 1990, so it's 35, 36 years, and I've worked every Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. And by the way, it's a blessing, but that's the way that my world has operated. And I know that I wouldn't trade for anything, but some people get to just shut it all off and go enjoy it. It's just never like that. As they
especially
say
with
NFL,
the NFL's not stopping on Christmas anytime soon.
As they say in the NFL world, there's only one holiday in the NFL. July 4th. That's the only holiday that in the NFL. True. It really is true. So if you want to ask me how I plan to celebrate July 4th with my family this year, we're going to start making plans for that. That's a big holiday coming up.
All right. When you talk to you in June, Adam, I'll make sure that I ask about your July 4th plans, and we'll start planning those with you. But we always appreciate you, my friend. I look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Hey, guys, thank you for having me today. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you, to everybody out there. Appreciate being with you all the time every Wednesday. Thank you very much.
Adam Schefter joins us each and every Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And whether it's HVAC, sheet metal, or welding, Smart 18 members are trained to be the best in the business with top-tier wages, unbeatable benefits, and a lifelong career support. It's not just a job. It's a career. Learn more, smart18.org, and start building your future today.